Spanish train manufacturer Talgo has offered to fund a $2.5 million passenger rail trial in the Adelaide Hills and is calling for state government approval. Former Transport Department General Manager Luigi Rossi would help deliver the project if they get the go-ahead, along with aerospace engineer Edwin Michel. Mr. Rossi joins me now to discuss. Hello there, how are you?
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Now, you've been calling for an investment from the government for more than 5 years on a rail project. How is it that a Spanish company is now proposing to help out?
Well, over the period, as you've highlighted, since 2018, Edwin and myself have been presenting papers and presentations regarding a fast rail to Mount Barker and beyond. And we've been exploring, obviously, the technological developments that have been taking place in rail stock. We've been in discussions for some time now with Talgo, who are a specialist rail stock manufacturer and who specialise in the ability to enable their rail system, their rail technology, to operate, especially in the current terrain that we face with the hills, and that is with the tight curves. Their carriages and their trains are able to travel at 25 to 30% faster on those curves, safely. I'll add, very very safely, given the way their technology has evolved, because their trains are able to tilt. So the other aspect is they've developed gauge convertible technology, which enables their rolling stock to move from standard gauge to broad gauge. So these factors weren't considered by the Infrastructure SA report and has been considered by the government. And so one of the things we've been very keen on is to bring to the community and bring to the awareness of the South Australian community that there are solutions. There are options to maximise the opportunity to provide a rail service to Mount Barker without what we call significant investment.
So the money's coming from a Spanish grant fund. So it's $2.5 million. How would that initially get spent on this trial?
So the $2.5 million, I'll be clear, is purely to undertake the trial. We need to bring carriages from Spain to Australia. We need to work with ARTC and the national regulator to ensure that the trial is able to be undertaken in a safe manner. The money is set aside to transport the carriages and rolling stock out to Australia, set it up, run the trial, and we think it would take 3 months to do a proper trial. So all this has been costed out and a budget of $2.5 million has been allocated to undertake the trial.
Right. So at the moment, it would not come at a cost to the government. There's been a request for, you know, approval for it so that they can be given the green light to get those funds. It would ultimately have some costs affiliated with it down the long track, right?
I mean, Talgo have done some modelling, and that's why we're suggesting that you could run an express service from Mount Barker to LA Railway Station in 45 minutes. So Talgo has got the sophistication where we input all the data, we input the line, the geometry, and we can simulate the running of Talgo trains on that line, and that's how we've come up with 45 minutes. So we've done our checks and balances, and now we actually will bring up the carriages to actually demonstrate that can be achieved. Now, if the trial is successful, I'll stress there is no obligation on the government to purchase any trains from Talgo. What the government then is in a position to say is, yes, it's a valuable, what we want to do is demonstrate that it's a viable proposition to reintroduce rail services to Mount Barker in a modern service environment. So we talk about new carriages, new rolling stock, high quality service, which we believe will be oversubscribed. There won't be an issue of patronage at the end of the day. And we've budgeted a figure of $150 million, and that would enable us to buy the carriages and rolling stock, upgrade the track because the current track between Mount Barker and the ARTC line, 5 kilometres, needs to be upgraded. We need to install the gauge convertible system. We need to upgrade some of the station to enable the appropriate service to be provided. And we've allowed some money for some enhanced park and ride and some level crossings. and run services every half hour in the morning peaks and half hour in the evening peaks.
With me at the moment is Luigi Rossi, former Transport GM, the Transport Department GM, who's been selected to work on a rail trial in the hills by a Spanish company if the state government signs off on the plan. Would there be any requirements to electrify or duplicate the track in any way?
No, there is no requirement. The Fargo trains for this corridor would be non-electric, they would be diesel. The other aspect with Targo is they are investing heavily in hydrogen. So the future is a move towards hydrogen, but we wouldn't need to be electrified and there wouldn't be any need to duplicate the track. We would need to look at some of the signalling locations, some of the crossings, to make sure that they are safe. And we've factored that into the $150 million budget. A key point that we want to stress is also is that given the federal government and the Australian government's commitment to carbon minimisation and the environment, we find it a bit challenging to understand why the state government is not supporting rail above road-based solutions. But road solutions, the car, buses and whatever, are the highest consumers of carbon and have the highest impact on the carbon footprint compared to rail. Rail has the least impact. So from an environmental perspective, we really should be focusing on rail as a strategy. We're the only state on the mainland that does not have a regional rail strategy.
Right.
The only mainland state that does not have a regional rail strategy. You go across to New South Wales and Sydney, New South Wales and Victoria, Queensland, they are all planning, not for the next 4 years, but for the next 20, 30 years around rail.
And not
just in the city, they're talking about in terms of regional areas.
You'd like to see this potentially even stretch out to the Fleurieu and Murraylands, right?
Correct. We've done a strategy, Edwin and I's regional strategy was stage one was go to Mount Barker. And once you can get to Mount Barker, then going to Strath, Victor and Goor is a lot easier. And also then to Monarto, Murray Bridge and Tullumbend. So imagine getting out of a convention centre, right, or arriving at our railway station, getting on a train and going to motorsport park at Tullumbend by train.
So that's something that the company would look into in future if they get the next state government on board?
Well, I think the fast train, the technology, the fast train would enable us to provide a service to these areas. But obviously that for some of those locations, the track would need to be upgraded. But it brings forward the opportunity to actually provide a rail service to these growth centres like Strathalbyn. Look at what's happening in Strathalbyn, like Victor, Goor and Puriya. If we go back in the 1920s and 1930s, we used to be able to get on a train and go to Victor, Goor and Strath. I find it quite ironical that in the 21st century, we can't get on a train to do that.
Mm. Oh, well, all the best with the bid, and thanks so much for your time today, Mr. Rossi.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.